If you're only disputing negative items with the credit bureaus and ignoring the data furnishers, the actual companies reporting that information, you're leaving results, speed, and client satisfaction on the table. I'll break down exactly why disputing directly with furnishers is a power move, what the law says about it, and how it can lead to faster and cleaner deletions.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
So let's start with this. The way most people do credit repair is incomplete. They pull a client's credit report, find negative items, and then send a dispute to the bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, and that's it. They assume that the bureaus are the judge, jury, and executioner, but they're not. Have you ever heard the saying, don't shoot the messenger? Well, the credit bureaus are just information processors. They don't originate the data. They just report it. The data furnishers is the one who submitted the information in the first place. That could be a bank, a credit card company, a collection agency, or a lender. And here's the thing. If the dispute only goes to the bureau and the furnisher says, yep, that's accurate, the bureau will keep it on the report, even if it's unfair, unverifiable, or technically out of compliance, even though legally they shouldn't since they'd be in direct violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act themselves. So this is why you can be doing everything right on the surface and still not get results. So let's talk about the law. Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Section 623, it allows consumers and authorized parties to dispute information directly with the furnishers. That means if a collection agency, a lender, or a creditor is reporting inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable information, you are 100% within your rights to contact them directly and challenge it. Now, why is that important? Because furnishers are held to different standards than bureaus. If they don't respond within 30 days, or if they can't verify the information with proper documentation, they're legally obligated to update or remove that entry. That gives you a second pressure point, a second route to attack inaccurate information that bypasses that whole bottleneck that you get with the credit bureaus. So let me give you a real life example. One of my private coaching clients was working with a woman who had a collection account from an old phone bill that was completely settled, but it was still reporting as unpaid. She disputed it with all three bureaus, two of them deleted, but the third one, Experian, kept it. They claimed the furnisher verified it as accurate. So instead of stopping there, she sent a direct dispute to the collection agency that was furnishing the data. She included proof of settlement, pointed out the inaccurate reporting, and cited her rights under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And boom, within 2 weeks, the collection agency sent a deletion request directly to Experian and the item was removed. Has she only disputed with the bureaus, that item might still be on her client's report today. That's why this strategy matters. Now, there are four key reasons why going directly to the data furnishers can be more effective than just going through the bureaus. First, it applies legal pressure directly to the source. Furnishers know they're being held accountable under FCRA Section 623. If they ignore or mishandle your dispute, they open themselves up to lawsuits or regulatory action. So many times, they rather delete than fight. Second, furnishers often have poor record keeping. Many collection agencies don't have the proper documents to validate a debt. They might have bought the debt in bulk and don't have original account records. And when you call them on it, they're stuck. Third, furnishers can trigger deletions faster than bureaus. If a furnisher updates or deletes a record on their end, they can report that directly to the credit bureaus. That means you might see updates faster than waiting for the bureau's full dispute cycle. And fourth, it shows you're not just a basic credit repair company. When you're disputing directly with furnishers, you're operating at a higher level. You're doing real compliance-based credit repair, not just templates and guesswork. Clients notice that, and so do the results. If you're ready to step up your dispute game, here's how to start incorporating direct furnisher disputes into your process. Step one, identify the furnisher. Each account on a credit report lists the furnisher. That could be Capital One, Portfolio Recovery, a local lender, etc. Step two, gather documentation. Disputes to furnishers should be tight and professional. Include copies of the credit report, relevant account details, and any supporting documentation like settlement letters and correspondences. Step 3, write a targeted letter, not a generic template. Don't send the same template you sent to a credit bureau. Use language like, "You are currently furnishing inaccurate information under my name. This account violates Fair Credit Reporting Act Section 623. Please investigate and provide supporting documentation validating this information." And finally, step 4, mail the letter directly to the data furnisher. Always send direct to furnisher disputes to the address listed for them on the credit report. You're also going to want to know when you've mailed the letters so you can have an idea of when their 30-day clock should start. Step 5, follow up and monitor updates. If they respond, great. You can use that info to clean up the report. And if they don't and the info stays on the report, now you've got legal leverage for next steps. Most credit repair companies never touch this strategy. Why? Because it takes more time, more knowledge, and a little bit more extra effort. But that's exactly what sets your business apart. Clients don't just want deletions. They want a professional that they can trust. When you can explain how and why you're going beyond the bureaus, it builds massive credibility. And when you start getting faster results, cleaner credit reports, fewer verified responses, you'll see the difference in your retention, referrals, and results. So if you want to learn how to launch and run a real credit repair business that gets real results, this is the exact kind of thing that we talk about inside the CRO Bootcamp. We'll show you how to make $10,000 per month by enrolling 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed. We'll show you how to automate your operations, master compliance-based credit repair strategies like this one, and much more. Click the link in the description of this video to learn more, and let's build something real. I'll see you on the next one.